Get Up with Christy and Bodge. On the Mid-North Coast's hit.
Very good morning to you. If you're just joining us, it is this Tuesday morning, 6:04 and 11 seconds. Christy and Bodge, good morning.
Thank you for actually saying that it's Tuesday, because I sat here going, what is today? Is it Wednesday?
I thought it was Wednesday as well. One of those days.
One of those things.
It is. And we got Kathy and Josh from Married at First Sight on before 7 o'clock. And we've put it out on our Instagram that if you want to actually ask them a question live, all you got to do is go to Instagram, hit Mid-North Coast, start following us, and then we click on the button, go, right, you ready to go? Bang. Questions.
And we're not just reading your questions out.
No.
You're actually going to ask them physically yourself. So well, that's pretty cool.
We thought we'd do something different. We always ask them questions. Why not let people ask them questions?
And you know what? They're the hot favourites too, Kathy and Josh. They're the ones that have gotten jiggy-jiggy pretty early on, and I hope they last the distance.
I don't care whether they do or not. I want some drama. It's too good to be true at the moment.
Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
I'm suffering from back pain at the moment, I'm suffering
pain
from back pain.
Pal. It's old age, that's what it's called.
It's I'm really struggling. I've had this back pain since about Friday, and I really wanted to hit up the gym because I've gotten into a bit of a rhythm, and I've not been for 3 days, and that feels quite bad for me.
You feel guilty, don't you?
Yeah, so I've been in all sorts, and behind my shoulder blade is really bad. And my housemate, Lauren, she says, look, I've got this Voltaren, and I've been using it, and it does feel
like a rub.
Good. Yeah, it does feel quite good, and I've been using the heat pack and stuff as well. And she said, look, I'll leave the tube out. If you need more of it, you know, just go to it. So I thought, all right. And I didn't want to overuse it, obviously, but it's hard to put on yourself because it's in such an awkward position.
Yeah.
So I was by myself, and I'm putting this Voltaren on, and I am struggling with it because I have got bulging biceps, as you say, and triceps and quadriceps, and my weenus is quite huge too.
Oh, the weenus.
And I'm putting it on, and it's all good. I'm like, yeah, cool. I haven't rubbed it in too much. I go and lay down. And I'm just watching TV, and it's, you know, it's settled down for a little bit. And then I notice I'm by myself at home. I feel like, you know, it's a good afternoon. I've had a big day at work. I indulge in bodge time. Bodge time. I have some bodge time. And
please tell me.
And I was just doing that. And, you know, I forgot to wash my hands.
Yep.
And let me just say that crying in the shower while you're trying to scrub off the pain, it takes a while. It takes a while, especially when it's when it's being done to an area that is open for that kind of pain. It's like when you squeeze lemon on a wound. I was in all sorts of pain. I was tormented. I was in agony, and by the end of it, there were more tears in the shower than there was water coming from the nozzle.
Don't they call it a fine line between pleasure and pain because of the whole sensation of the heat?
Oh.
Or that's why they say you use ice as well, because it's cold, you get that sensation. So the opposite.
Yeah, well,
does the burning effect work?
No. If there's a fine line, this had crossed it by a long ways. I was distraught. You know, the worst part was I tried again after the shower and thought I'd got it all off, and I hadn't.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast's hit.
I've been keeping up to date with the royal family.
As you would, yeah.
Because, you know, the whole Harry and Meghan thing. I'm not even calling him Prince Harry anymore. I'm boycotting that idea. Anyway.
Well, you're just normal Harry.
Yep.
You've demoted him.
I know.
Queen,
I keep saying it. Every time he gets mentioned, I'm like, nah, it's just Harry.
The Queen didn't even want to demote him, but you've demoted him. Well, there you go.
Anyway, so Harry, he gets behind a lot of charities. We know that he's pretty vocal about it when they go to events, so public speaking through social media. They showcase it all the time. And, of course, on the royal family's official website.
Right.
You can access all those charities that they're a part of. And one particular one that they celebrate, of which Harry is a patron of, is on their website, royal.uk. And what has recently happened couldn't have happened to a better family in my eyes. One of the charities that you could click on actually links you to an explicit porn site.
Oh, which one?
I'm not telling you. A Chinese one. And it includes click-throughs to live sex shows.
Oh.
Rather than the charity. So the domain was a very old domain, and obviously someone obtained it and had allowed some Chinese porn to be on there. Goes into a lot more risky business in there as well. But, the royal family were informed of this, and as was the charity, but it didn't restrict kids as well.
Oh, wow, really?
There was child lock.
No safeguards.
Things, nothing. So anyone that went onto the royal website could actually access this Chinese porn. So you wonder who had hacked the system to allow this to happen.
That's hilarious, though. I mean, they must be so lazy with their web design that they didn't think, let's just check these links to make sure that they're all good. Yep, this one goes here. Yep, that one goes there. Chinese porn, that's probably, Dirty Harry, we know what he's about.
Well, this is what I'm wondering. Did Harry do it in himself? Did he plant the seed there because they're trying to eliminate themselves from the royal family? Why not do it through one of the charities that he's a patron of?
No, of course not. Can you see that, though? Can you see how Harry's like, take that, Grandma. That's what you get for lying to me my whole life. That wasn't my father. My father was a ranger named James. Dirty Harry strikes again.
North Coast gets up with Christy and Budge.
On Hit FM. Trending right now
at hits.com.au.
What do we got that's trending this morning, Christy?
Yesterday, a statement was released on behalf of Sir Elton John. Obviously, Sunday night when he was in Auckland, he performed. He broke down in tears, was taken off stage because he has walking pneumonia. Now, the statement says Elton John was disappointed and deeply upset at having to end his Auckland concert early on Sunday night. He's resting and doctors are confident he will recover at this stage. All remaining shows will go ahead as planned. So, you know those Coffs Harbour shows that are coming?
Yeah.
At the end of this month? You're going
next
to?
Next week.
It's next week. Yeah. That's soon. Oh, my gosh. Well, at this stage, it looks like it's still going ahead. So, fingers crossed, Elton John does recover.
Yeah.
And speaking of music, Adele, she has let slip at a wedding that she will be releasing a new album in September. So, yeah, can you believe that she actually got up at this friend's wedding? She was MC and performed and then revealed that, hey, guess what? You guys are getting the exclusive news right now. I'm going to be releasing new music.
See, I heard that she was releasing a spoken word album because she damaged her vocal cords. So I don't know if that's true or not. It feels like that might have been a little bit of a...
a white lie?
A little rumour. Well, because if she's singing at a wedding...
Exactly. Her voice can't be too damaged. But she doesn't reveal what kind of album it will be. But can you believe the last one was 2015?
It's so long ago.
I know it was.
So long ago.
Now, Forbes. Top 10 highest paid actors and actresses. If I gave you a shot to pick who you think's the male number one and the female number one, who do you think are the top paid actor and actress?
Oh gosh, this one's tough. I mean, people still make money even if they haven't had a big film. You know what I mean? So I'd have to go with, I don't know, who's someone that normally takes it out? Jennifer Lawrence is normally up there. Even though she doesn't do films, she still somehow makes money.
She didn't even make the top 10.
Really?
No.
Tell me who's up there.
Scarlett Johansson, number one at 56 million. So this is last year's for the top 10 highest paid actresses. Sofia Vergara.
Yep, makes sense.
Number two, Reese Witherspoon.
She produces a lot as well.
Yeah, and Nicole Kidman, number four. Jennifer Aniston, number five.
Yeah, Reese Witherspoon would be for Big Little Lies, I reckon, because she creates that as well.
Yeah, but big jump in between the price. And can you believe Dwayne The Rock Johnson is number $89 million.
He just lives up there on the top.
Oh,
the
I know.
Rock, the rock that lives on the mountain.
It's because of all these HBO TV series and that he does as well. How much he gets paid for just one episode. It's ridiculous.
Do you know how much?
No, I can't remember it off the top of my head.
There's not that many. There's not much space on the page for all them zeros.
No, but I love this. Number two, Aussie bloke. Who is it?
Oh, it'd be Chris Hemsworth.
Yep.
Yeah, there we go.
76 million. So that's what's trending.
It's weird. He's got all that money and he still wants to live in Byron Bay. I don't understand it.
Why wouldn't you? Stunning.
Yeah.
You can live anywhere in the world, and I love that he chooses his own grassroots.
Yeah, there we go.
A fresh way to get up.
Christian Barge on Hit FM.
We finally got Kathy and Josh on the line from Married at First Sight this morning.
The hot favourites.
And, we did something a little bit different today. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. How you going?
Hey, we got something special for you because we thought we couldn't really trust this to any of the other couples, if we're honest with you. But because you're, you know, Australia's favourites at the moment, and I think we said this to you last week, what we did is we put it out to the listeners if they wanted to ask you a question. And believe it or not, you guys, there were so many people that wanted to just tell you how much they loved you that we thought, well, why not get them on and brighten your morning up? Something wholesome from Married at First Sight.
And why not?
So we've got Lisa on the line from Port Macquarie. Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Doing all right. Now, you work
Lisa, how you going?
Good.
Now, Lisa works at a coffee shop, and she's on holidays today, so this was her day to sleep in. But apparently, she was so keen to jump on and say g'day to you both that she decided to wake up anyway.
Why wouldn't you?
Beautiful. Love your work.
Now, you've got questions, surely, for Kathy and Josh?
My first question is, like, how are you guys handling the pressure now that you're out of the, you know, you're out in the real world of the fame and, you know, whatnot, you know, out meeting with friends and, you know, have any of you been given the opportunity to cheat or anything like that? Like,
oh, wow.
What?
Oh, wow. Okay. No,
wow. Awesome. Oh, wow. Very, very intense question.
No, just because, like, you know, when people leave the, you know, Married at First Sight, there's been so many opportunities, like, in previous seasons that they've stuffed up.
Like outside the experiment. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, where no cameras are watching.
Yeah.
Well, I think that speaks volumes of the person that they were matched with. If they can't, you know, if they leave the experiment and then they go ahead and, you know, give in to temptation and to cheat on their partner, then, you know, that just shows that they were able to be able to do that even in the experiment, you know. What I mean, it doesn't mean
they're just a terrible person. I think with me and Kathy, we had nothing to worry about there. I feel like we've both kind of got our heads screwed on a good moral compass when it comes to that kind of thing.
Good.
I think with the pressure, though, I'll have a chat at the best of times, so I don't mind people come up and talk to me at the servo when I go to get a loaf of bread, and honestly keep them busy with work,
just dropping a little flirt here and there.
I'm a married man.
Oh, there you go. I'm nervous to ask if Lisa's got any more questions.
Well, look, I it's not really a question, but the reason why I asked that first question was because I have a friend who said they've seen you out, Josh, you disclosed to them that maybe Kathy had misbehaved and you're now single.
No, nice try, but definitely not. I can 100% hand on heart on my family's life say Kathy did not misbehave, that's for sure.
At least we should have pre-read these questions. Blimey.
Rumours turned into other big rumours.
I'm loving it. This is ape saucy.
No, we were...
So it's not true.
Well, I hope it's not true because, you know, like watching you guys on TV.
She cheats on board game night every Wednesday, Monopoly, but I'll let her get away with it.
There we go.
We found it out. Kathy, you cheater.
Secret's out.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Lisa, you should work for a current affair,
mate. I reckon you drilled him.
Jeepers. All right, look. I tell you what, we might take over from here. Lisa, thank you for the time this morning and for having your say in asking him some questions. We appreciate that. Look, we'll take over from here, Christy.
Would have never have thought those two would want to be tempted to cheat on each other, especially after last night's intimacy week where you moved in with each other and, Josh, you serenaded your wife.
She was
pretty impressed.
It was the right amount of cringe.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Let's say that.
Can you bring out the big guns?
Could you rip one out, like, straight away? You don't even need a guitar. Could you just do it off the cuff and sing Kathy a song right now?
Josh is cringing I can tell.
I'm literally on a work site right now.
That proves your love. It proves your love if you do that.
I've written a few ones, but they're just for Kathy's ears only.
So
you'll do it for camera, but you won't do it for radio.
Oh, I see how this is.
Thought you were the Aussie larrikin, mate.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
I'm blushing.
How does it feel as a fly on the wall just to sort of hear all the others going at it and just sort of sitting there going, how's it worked so poorly for them but so well for us?
I guess we both just got pretty lucky. Like we were just having so much fun. Like, we'd just been on a honeymoon, you know. Like, we're just getting along unreal. And then you kind of go to the dinner party and every other couple's kind of been like a bloody horror story. Like, yeah. You can't help but just feel kind of grateful that you were matched with someone, you know, that you just clicked with. So, I felt appreciative for getting matched with Kathy, to be honest with you. But, it's never nice to hear dramas in a relationship, but unfortunately there's a few of them getting around on that couch the other night anyway.
There was a pregnancy test that was found on the set. Now, Josh, are you pregnant, pal? Come on.
Not me, but if you've got any good name recommendations, let us know.
Oh.
Kathy, come on, mate. Please tell us, please. Make everyone feel happy.
Yeah, this is the first time. I'm going to say maybe Josh or Luke, you know. I'm kidding.
So the pregnancy test wasn't yours then?
They're blushing.
Got me, mate.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Kathy, I don't know. Was it yours, Kathy?
I can hear you glowing from here.
Ours.
Say again?
Yeah, I don't know. The mystery remains.
No. Give us a definitive answer. Is it yours or is it not? Come on, I need to know whether or not the whole of the country are going to be godfathers and godmothers.
Yes, was there a scare?
Oh, no. That article, when it came out, that was the first time I'd even known about a pregnancy test. And I was thinking, is one of the other girls pregnant?
Oh.
I think it's a setup. Come on.
Of course.
Producer just slipping it there to make sure it looked like a little bit more drama.
Well, the other article, of course, and we don't read too many of them, but it says that Kathy doesn't seem like the jealous type. You only have to see that shot of them in the spa together and you go, jeepers, there's not one person there that holds a light to it.
Yep.
But it says you get jealous because Josh was flirting or something. I didn't see any of this. I just see the happy guy that talks to everyone. The articles are like, even the perfect couples, Christy.
Oh, but he's so smitten with you though, Kathy, too.
Well, I guess it's, something that we may see later on in the episodes that come up. But, of course, like, you know, regardless of whether, he's smitten with me, if it's something that's happening outside and is, multiple people are being involved, of course there's going to be an element of jealousy or even territory. You know, it's like,
Is your go-to move to mark territory, do you just do what I do and just go and wee on something and go, Josh is mine! Josh is mine! Back off, bitches!
Josh's leg was wet.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, look, we love riding the wave of love with you. Whether it works out or it doesn't, we're happy to wait and see.
We're rooting for you as much as you guys rooting too.
And back to work with you, Josh. And Kathy, whatever you're doing, you have a great morning, all right?
Thanks, guys.
You.
Have a good one.
Hit FM with Christy and Budge.
A fresh way to get up
on your radio.
Christy and Budge's Alpha Bucks.
On the line with us, Christy, we have Wendy from Laurieton. Wendy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, Wendy, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Your letter this morning is V for Valentine, and your time starts. Your time starts after this first question. Can you please name us a boy's name?
Victor.
Something you wear.
A V-neck shirt.
TV series.
TV series. Vampires?
Retail store.
Pass.
Something in the pantry.
Pass.
Something at a wedding.
Gosh. Oh, pass.
Vail, did you do... Are you married, Wendy?
Yes.
What do you do?
No,
but when you speak across from each other, you give your...
Vows.
Vows.
Oh, vows, yeah.
How are your vows?
Because you're just the time pressure.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Good try, though.
Christy's got an advantage not being married, but, you know, she's building up for the day like every woman. You know, they know that...
Yes.
Do you feel like that the special day is special, more special leading up to it, or is it more special looking back at it? What do you think?
Probably going towards it.
Yeah. It's one of those things you're just waiting for, and then it's sort of, you know, No, it's still a happy memory afterwards.
It all happens very quickly on the day.
And then it's done and then you go, oh, well, it's downhill from here.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM.
The Holden brand will disappear at the end of the year after its owner, General Motors, announced it will no longer make cars suitable for Australian roads, Christy.
That's devastating because pretty much everyone had a Holden. You weren't Aussie if you didn't have a Holden.
This is 3 years after local manufacturing ended with the Holden plant at Elizabeth in the northern suburbs of Adelaide, where I grew up, closed down. We used to drive past that place and it would be chockers full of the newest Commodores, all the Utes, everything. It was full. You'd drive past and just see a sea of colours. It was fantastic. Now it's an empty shell. And late last year, obviously, they announced they'd stopped selling the Commodore, which was a tough pill to swallow. And, so General Motors announced yesterday that it would stop producing right-hand drive vehicles. And 13, 12, 16, if you've got a memory of a beautiful Commodore that you would like to share, or indeed any Holden, I'd like to hear it. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read a love letter that I've written to my Holden.
Oh, okay. You soppy sock.
No, just let me read this. I've got to get this out. I've got to say my truth, okay? So my first car was a Holden. It was a 1987 VL Calais, a beautiful machine, Asteroid Silver. We had many a great joyride in that Calais. To drive it in Elizabeth, to drive it in the city of Playford was to be part of a family, Christy. It was to be part of a family. Commodores of all kinds would speed up Main North Road like a school of fish who would swim at very illegal speeds. It was a tough day when she was defected after someone tried to break into it. Breaking into Commodores or getting caught trying, that's the Elizabeth way. I was distraught. I was like a doting parent looking down on my comatose child at the hospital, willing to give anything to keep it alive. The car was defected. My options were limited. I could either watch helplessly as my beloved VL Calais was taken away and never seen again, or I could come up with a way to keep the car. The underside had rusted. Regency said it would never slide. They'd never get it through. If it had been an operating table, the doctors would have given it a 10% chance at survival at best. It was a dire situation. Fate, though, it seemed, had other ideas. There was a donor car, a second chance, and a beautiful two-tone burgundy and silver VL shell. The car would live to fight another day. A beautiful two-tone burgundy and silver shell. It was amazing. It was immaculate. So I made the call. Operate, I said. That's how much I love my VL. And within 6 months, she was back on the roads again. My silver bullet, now a Ruby Tuesday. She was back. Her windows didn't work. The aircon was shot. The brakes were enough to make it unsafe and unfit to drive on any road. And if you knew there were cops set up on the side of the road, you knew they'd be frothing at the gills to pull you over. They love Commodores, particularly the VL. Commodores of that ilk, they never get past, the blockade a la Bretho. So she was dignified in defeat when she finally did bite the bullet. She accidentally, brutally succumbed to several thousand hits with a hammer on the bonnet in what some considered to be a failed insurance grab attempt, but what I know was actually a very harmless accident, not caused by me in any way. And the car had served me faithfully, and then she was put to rest. Such is the Elizabeth way. Such is the way of the Commodore. And I just want to dedicate this song to all the Commodores out there. Nay, all the Holdens. This one's for you.
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
Those Holdens that are still on the ground and still operating and in mint condition will be worth a whole lot of money because a whole lot of history.
If they're in good nick, my pop, when he finished up at Holden, he used to work there for years. And when he retired, he was given as part of his retirement package a VB Holden and it was canary yellow and it was perfect condition. It had a little silver-coloured kangaroo on the bonnet.
Yeah, right.
And my mum's still got it. It's just a beautiful car, very old car. it'd probably be worth a lot of money now.
It would be. We've all got memories. I've driven Holdens. I've owned a Holden. My entire family are Holden car lovers. You're only going to look, go to my house right now and there's a burnt orange Kingswood sitting there. There's some one-tonners there. Mum's first car was a Holden. She had the iconic green HR Holden. Wow. So did my dad. Their first date 43 years ago was inside his HR Holden, which he lost control of and crashed, hit a council pipe, and they had to sit there waiting for his parents, and that's when Mum first met his parents. That's on their first date in their HR Holden.
That's not too bad a first date story, actually. But no, there's a lot of great stories, and it's an institution. I know it's owned by General Motors, obviously, and an American car company, but the Holden itself is just that iconic lion. Like in Elizabeth, I don't want to overstate this
in Adelaide,
but you know, in Elizabeth, northern suburbs of Adelaide, the local footy team has the lion on. The Central District Footy Club have the Holden lion on. You know, it glows red when you drive past the Holden factory, even though it's closed down. It is just it still glows red with the silver and everything. It's fantastic to drive past. We've got someone on the line. Hello, good morning.
Hi there.
Hello, who we got?
Julie.
Julie.
How you going?
Oh, mate, we're just reminiscing about Holdens, mate.
Yeah, I know. I had a Piranha.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I wish I had it now.
Oh, really?
It was, I think, about a 75 or something like that.
Wow.
It was in 1982, and I drove it from Canberra to Bundaberg. I didn't have a license.
You didn't have a license?
No, I didn't have a license.
Oh, blimey. Well, my dad had a Tirana, and he crashed it in Cooper Petey when he was driving through. Mum crashed it. Dad was distraught. I remember he picked us up from school, and he said, your mum's had a car accident. I remember saying, is mum all right? He's like, oh, she's all right. My car's gone, though.
Way with words then.
Yeah, it was a Tirana.
My starter motor went, I think it was starter motor. Sometime up there because I was just had a backpack and ended up without the car. But anyway, the starter motor went, and I can remember several times I had to get push starters. You know, it was the old way.
That was the old way.
It stalled at the lights in Bundaberg, and the only person around was a cop car. And they came and gave me a push start.
And I didn't even ask you for your licence. We've got another caller on the line here. We'll take them as well. Hello, good morning. Who we got there?
Yeah, g'day. It's Flash.
You got a Holden story for us, mate?
Yeah, mate. It just when you mentioned the VB, back in the day, that was the police car of choice. And when they first brought out the random breath testing, you know, if you got caught and you're over, they sat you in a bus until they filled the bus and took that away. Now, this happened to a friend of mine.
Mm.
He was over the limit in his VB Commodore, got sat in the bus, and all of a sudden there was a call. So all the cops got in their cars and took off. Now he took this as a sign, decided to jump back in his car and drive home.
Oh, no.
Well, a couple of hours later, there was a big knock on the door, banging on the door. He's looked out the window and there's about half a dozen cop cars there with the lights flashing. And he's opened the door and they've said, where's the cop car you stole? And he said, mate, I don't know what you're talking about. They said, open your garage. He opened the garage. There was the cop car parked in there, lights still flashing. He was inebriated. He took the wrong car.
Oh, my gosh. He got himself a VB.
I didn't know they used the VB because in recent years, like I remember in the noughties, if you were out driving and you saw one of the Holden, I think it was the Omegas, you'd know, right, look for another antenna on there because that's a copper. And, you know, I mean, I always drive safely, but, you know, it's one of those things. You go, oh, cop car. And you point it out. It's like it's like playing corners almost in the back seat.
Yeah.
But there you go. Well done, Flash. That's a great story.
Thanks, Flash.
There's a lot of great Holden stories.
There is. And you're going to appreciate what's on the road. Like my ex-boyfriend, my Year 10 formal, I rocked up in his beautiful VK Calais, and it is still doing the rounds here on the mid-north coast, as stunning as it was back then. It's immaculate condition, and I think a lot of us are going to be appreciating something like that a lot more than we ever did before.
The one to get up. A fresh way to get up. Christy and Barge on Hit FM. I want to do a little role play here, Christy.
You know how much
I love role play. So imagine you've been given a baby, right?
Yeah.
You've had your kid. It's covered in gunk still. Nurse takes it away, gives it a wipe or whatever. You get sent on your way eventually, and nurse rocks up, obviously, just before you're leaving. Oh, hold on, Christy, got to take your baby with you as well.
Because I forgot the baby.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, maybe you walked out, I don't know. And then the nurses come up and you're taking the baby out. You look at it, a little bit different, and, you know, it still looks like a giant prune, obviously. But, you know, something's not right. You think to yourself, maybe it's always looked like this. Maybe all that gunk and stuff was in the way, and I just didn't see what the baby really looked like. You get home, you give it a feed. You connect with it, all right? You put photos up on your Facebook, your Tinder, your Instagram, whatever. I've seen single mums put newborns on Tinder. It's weird, but it happens. Only to be told a week later or so that actually that child's not yours.
Oh, and I didn't know that it looked completely different. It looked nothing like me, well, Michael.
It was the bed next doors. The hospital buggered it up and they've switched babies. A hospital in WA have done that.
Yep.
And there's no word released in this report on how long it took to fix that up. So imagine, so for argument's sake, let's just say it was a week.
Yeah.
A week of connecting with the child. Now, the early on connection that the mum makes with the child is super important,
it's
right?
It's very crucial.
It's not just the skin-on-skin contact after you had the kid, but, you know, when you take it home and you're laying with it and you just, there is a spiritual bond that does grow. So imagine it's not your kid.
Yeah,
which is harrowing just to think about the fact that this is another child. But then you've got to go and do some sort of what I can only assume is like a drug deal where you like some back alley and you've got to exchange the babies over and you're kind of like, well, you know, I'm attached to this child to some extent now, but that's my child as well.
But if I was a good mother, I would have known that deep down that wasn't mine.
No, because you don't know. You just, you know, it's white, you're white, you know, you go, well, I mean, they look a bit strange anyway.
But can you imagine, though, having to explain on Instagram when you shared a picture of what you thought was your baby and then going, oh, yep, here's my kid now. It looks nothing like the photos that you've already got on your feed.
I mean, they both look like sultanas, but whatever. but what would you say to the doctors? What would you say to the staff who had done that? How would you react, do you reckon?
I don't even know how I would react. My biggest concern is that I put my nipple juice in someone else's baby.
Oh, my God.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Budge.
On Hit FM. Who does it belong to?
The game goes like this. You call up, you sit on the line, you listen to one of us tell the truth, you listen to one of us tell a lie. You don't know which one it is. You've got to make that decision. We have an item. Today it is a balloon and it says you're special. And it belongs to one of us.
And you've got to guess which one it is. And Robin Lorison, how good are you at picking up on lies?
I'll try.
Oh, well, let's hope you can, because a double pass is up for grabs if you get it right to the Nitro Circus.
That'd be good.
Christy, nice. Do you want to go first? Ladies first.
Yeah, I'll go first. So what I've got in my hand, as Bodge said, it's one of those balloons that you take to the hospital. It looks like that. And it says you're special, and it's got the little rock thing. So when you put it on like a table, it holds it down so it doesn't fly away. And I'm quite the organised person, as people know. Tomorrow is my dad's 60th birthday, so I thought I'd get this for him now so I don't forget about it and I can give it to him tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Is that your story?
That's my story. This is the truth.
Let me tell you, Rob, yesterday was quite an awkward one for me because I got a little package in the mail delivered to me and this balloon was attached to it and it was from a girl who just wanted to let me know that I'm special. And it came with a little panda bear toy.
Wow.
And it also came with a book with animals on it. And it also came with some chocolates and a little card that said, "Cheer up, Bodger," with a little kiss.
Oh, and did she steal your heart with all those things?
It's none of your business, mate. This is my story. I'm telling you my truth. So, Rob, it is now down to you. Who is telling the fib and who is telling the truth?
I reckon Chrissy might be telling the truth.
I really, really want you to think about that. Because he said he didn't confirm it. He just said he reckons.
All right, I'll go Bodge then. He hasn't had a win for a while.
There we go. You got it right. You're lucky because, you know what? I'd already overstepped the mark, but I was like, well, We can't give them the tickets otherwise.
Oh, no. You feel bad and I felt terrible because mine's so believable. It is my dad's birthday tomorrow. Now I'm going to have to go out and buy one of those damn your special balloons just to give it to him.
All right, don't make out like you weren't going to do it anyway.
But I can't believe it. You've got given a panda bear and a kitten book and a your special balloon. You're so special, Bodge. Yeah. Do you believe it, Rob? Do you believe that's a way to win the man's heart?
No. Beer and that would be good enough for me.
Oh, no, there was something else attached to that. Beer and what?
No, beer and whatever.
Beer. If you want more of Christy and Budge, catch up on the podcast at hit.com.au or hear them live weekday mornings from 6 on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.